This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. China's envoy to the United Nations said Friday that the United States holds the key to solving the issue of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic weapons program. Ambassador Zhang Jun told reporters that the U.S. should show more sincerity and flexibility, in his words, if it wants to progress on negotiations with North Korea. He spoke ahead of a closed U.N. Security Council meeting requested by the United States to discuss North Korea's launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile last Sunday. After the meeting, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told reporters, quote, "We have to keep up the pressure." She also read a joint statement by more than half the UN Security Council condemning North Korea's latest missile launch and warning that continued silence by the 15-member body would only embolden Pyongyang. The statement, signed by the United States, Albania, Brazil, France, Ireland, Norway, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, and Japan, described Sunday's launch as a significant escalation that, quote, seeks to further destabilize the region. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has hit 900,000 people, less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The number of deaths is tracked by Johns Hopkins University. It's more than the populations of Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. COVID-19 has become one of the three leading causes of death in America, behind the big two, heart disease and cancer. To public health experts, the milestone is all the more tragic because many of the deaths were preventable. VOA News. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO's allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, according to the U.S. military's European command on Friday. A spokesperson said, quote, "These are the first of 2,000 soldiers to arrive in Europe following the Pentagon's announcement of additional forces moving from the United States to Europe in support of our NATO allies." On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. Excuse me. The Biden administration is restoring some sanctions relief to Iran's nuclear program as talks aimed at salvaging the languishing 2015 nuclear deal enter a critical phase as U.S. negotiators head back to Vienna for what could be a make-or-break session. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed several sanction waivers on Friday related to Iran's civilian nuclear activities. The waivers are intended to entice Iran to return to compliance with the 2015 deal that has been it has been violating since former President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement in 2018 and reimposed U.S. sanctions. Iran says it is not respecting the terms of the deal because the U.S. pulled out of it first. The head of Sudan's Sovereign Council has ordered various armed groups to leave major towns in the nation's troubled Darfur region to be replaced by a new hybrid defense force. The new force is to be made up of government troops and those armed groups that signed a peace accord in 2020. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan told reporters Wednesday that within this week, fighters unaffiliated with that hybrid force would be expected to vacate major towns and assemble at designated areas in Darfur. The effort is meant to pave the way for the joint force to take control of security in Darfur's major towns. And France said Friday it will help its ally, the United Arab Emirates, secure its airspace following drone and missile attacks by Yemeni rebels. The UAE announced the interception and destruction on Wednesday of three, quote, hostile drones, which follows three previous drone and missile attacks claimed by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels since January 17th. The UAE's staunch ally, the United States, has deployed a warship and fighter planes to help protect the Middle East financial and leisure hub, which is usually a safe haven in the volatile region. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.